The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. We are now at part 26 of God's Love. And just saying those words, God's love, conjures up so much. Knowing that our Heavenly Father loves us that much is so awesome. Fills me full of joy, to be honest. Let's look at some scripture. Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And we're going to look at verse 11 right now. It says this: He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Oftentimes in life, we feel unloved. We feel uncared for. We feel unwanted and discarded, pushed away, rejected. And then we read a piece of scripture like that and we know that none of those things are the truth. We are none of those things. We are not rejected. We are not discarded. We are not unloved. We are not unwanted. None of those things are true. Because the Bible tells us very clearly what our Heavenly Father thinks of us. Jesus said these words in John, the 10th chapter, and verse 14, he said, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not in this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. So powerful. To know that we are loved to that extent. The reason I say this is because I feel that someone listening to this broadcast right now is feeling unloved and unwanted, jaded, fed up with life, fed up with what it's doing to you. Well, you have no need to be afraid. You have no need to be fed up, because the truth is, the Father loves you so very much. I say this often, you know, but we don't seem to get it. The Father loved us so much that he let his only Son go to the death on the cross, that he would have nails driven into his hands and into his feet, and he would have a spear thrown into his side. Yet we still feel rejected and pushed away and unloved and unwanted. You know, this has driven some people to walk away from what God has for them. It has driven quite a few people, many, many people in fact, to walk away from God's promises for them. For them to walk away from what God wants them to do. Why? Because they don't know how to receive the love of the Lord. They don't understand the fact that God loves them so much. And they walk away from their destiny. They walk away from that which God wants them to do. We are in a battle, beloved. And Satan does not want you to feel loved and cared for. Satan wants you to walk away from God's promises in your life. He wants you to walk away, because then he wins that battle. But beloved, he never wins the war. Oftentimes we get tempted. Oftentimes we get that little voice in our ear saying, this isn't for you. God doesn't want you to do that. Look at you. This isn't successful. You're not earning any money. You're not getting anywhere. Walk away from it. The world has got so much more to offer. The world, beloved, has got nothing to offer. God Almighty has everything to offer. My wife's brother-in-law lies very close to death right at this very moment. And I don't believe that he knows the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. I can't judge that, but I don't believe he does. But he is so close to death. The family are sitting around his bedside just waiting for him to die. And he's in and out of consciousness. That was the report I had today. And my prayer is that he doesn't go to that place where he doesn't want to go. That he doesn't go to hell. That he doesn't go to that place where God isn't, because he hasn't turned his face toward Almighty God and said, Lord, I receive you into my heart. And I am praying that God will visit to him whilst he's in his unconscious state, whilst he's in a coma, that the Lord would visit him. Because I don't want him to go to that place. In actual fact, beloved, I don't want anyone to go to that place. Reinhard Bonnke said the words perfectly when he said, plundering hell to populate heaven. Plundering hell to populate heaven. If you're feeling unloved and unwanted and uncared for, just know this. If you have turned to Almighty God and said to him, take my life, Lord. Take my life and let it be consecrated only to thee, the words of the hymn says. If you have done that, then you are not unloved. You are not uncared for. And believe you me, your name is written in Christ's blood in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it will never, ever be eradicated. He loves you that much. Jesus gave his life for you and for me. He gave his life that you could be free, and be free indeed. He came to give you life in full abundance. And if you will turn to him now and just say, Lord, I am so sorry for feeling unloved and unwanted and uncared for. If you will turn to him now and say, Father, I renew my relationship with you. I want you to come into my heart and make me brand new. If you will do that, then your joy will be complete. And I want you to do that with me right now, right at this moment. Just turn to him and pray and say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have been feeling unloved and unwanted. I am so sorry that I have listened to the voice of the evil one. And I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to forgive me. Lord, make me brand new. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for caring for me. It is an honor to give you my life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, if you've done that, that is a wonderful thing. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you right now, right at this moment, so that myself and our team can pray for you and keep you close to the Father. Send me an email now at studio@worshipradio247.org. It doesn't matter if you're listening to the live broadcast, if you're listening to a repeated broadcast, or if you're listening on the podcast. It makes no difference. Send me an email now, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, "It was me." That's it. That's all you've got to say. It was me. And we will pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed. Amen. And amen.